Macmillan Audio presents Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and the Wickedest Town in the American West by Tom Clavin. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Author's Note: with Wyatt Earp, there is too much material, and with Bat Masterson, there is not nearly as much. To write about both, you hope to find a reliable middle ground you can hang your Stetson on. There have been many books and films that feature Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson. Almost all of the books are largely fiction, including the ones published as nonfiction. They contain exaggerations, embellishments, rumors, and outright falsehoods. The same goes for the on-screen efforts that began in 1932 with Walter Huston playing a character based on Wyatt Earp in Law and Order. The challenge for a writer today is to sift through all that has been done before to find the most reliable sources on both Wyatt and Bat, and then tell how their stories intersected in Dodge City in the 1870s, where they became lifelong friends and met the one-of-a-kind characters who share many of those stories. Given what iconic figures these legendary lawmen are in American history, and how over the years tall tales have stuck to them like barnacles on a boat, for me it was a challenge indeed. As an individual subject, Wyatt Earp has been written about extensively. That would appear to be good news for an author taking a crack at a period in his life that has tended to be previously overlooked. Yes and no. While Wyatt had some notoriety during his lifetime, most of it was connected to the gunfight at the OK Corral and the revenge ride that followed the shootings.